Playbook Audio Briefing is sponsored by Google Search in 2017. Morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook Audio Briefing. I'm here with Jake Sherman and Zach Montalero, and this morning we are talking about one issue that has really had a big impact in Washington, not on the legislative front, but we're talking about sexual harassment, something that's hit audiences and people in Hollywood, people in politics, people in the media, and certainly kind of just feels like there's a drip, drip, drip effect here in Washington where there's just more shoes that are going to drop.
Okay, let's just face facts here. There are a lot of men in Congress. There are a lot of women that work for those men. The men are oftentimes older. They're away from their wives, if they have wives at all. They're away from their families. And let's be clear, there are long hours. There's a power dynamic at play. Oftentimes, there's alcohol. People are at events, and their judgment is clouded. I mean, people don't like to talk about this, but it's true. I'm not saying that alcohol is the it causes everybody to be a sexual assailant or harass somebody, but in many cases, some of these factors could be contributive to an overall culture on Capitol Hill that's conducive to bad behavior.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's very interesting here, in particular in the Capitol and in Congress, and even in administrations, you know, your career as a young staffer, as a young woman, in most of these cases that have come forward, is totally dependent upon being close to and having a good relationship with your boss, right? Whether it's moving up the totem pole on Capitol Hill, or if you go downtown and you lobby them. And so there's power dynamic is very difficult to shake. And the fear of retribution in a lot of these cases that people have come forward is really tough. And the system, you know, this is a system of members policing members. There's not a lot of transparency in it, and so that makes it pretty difficult.
Yeah, and this has really shaken just about every part of Washington, too, from major lobbying groups to the White House to both houses of Congress. Senators have stepped down, congressmen have resigned, and it's probably not slowing down anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that is just stunning, and Jake and I were talking about this a couple weeks ago, is to say, you know, in 1 week you had three members of Congress resign over allegations of sexual harassment. The Dean of the House, John Conyers from Michigan. You had Senator Al Franken from Minnesota. And you had, who was the third one, Jake?
Trent Franks,
which was one of the more stunning stories, truly, of the last, you know, 6 months, where, I mean, he was basically offering to pay junior staffers millions of dollars to be a surrogate.
$5 million was the number that the AP reported, which we, I think, confirmed. Also, as we sit here today, we believe, and not because we have some sort of premonition, but because people tell us that there will be more people that go down this Congress or that retire in exchange for you know, were caused by this kind of behavior and these kinds of allegations. So I think, again, this is going to be one of the major defining issues. Politically, it's not clear who's going to get the blame, right? Republicans have control of the House, which means that they will get some of the political blame because people view them as in control. And what we'll have to see as it gets into mid-year, second quarter of 2018, what happens and who voters think is responsible for this behavior.
Yeah, and we see a renewed call, too, around this time that Republicans are facing calls about their party leader, about the president. The campaign largely revolved around allegations against the president. That kind of dissipated for a little bit. Now, with Senator Al Franken stepping down, being probably the most prominent person, we see the president's accusers coming back to the forefront, say, listen to us again. And they're pushing for an investigation, either by Congress or some other agency.
Yeah, I mean, I think the real question here, too, is then this is an awkward position for a lot of Democrats, because there were and there have been a lot of accusations around former President Bill Clinton. And I think, you know, Jake, when we've been talking to some of these party operatives, they want, particularly on the Democrats, they feel like they have to be clean from this. They cannot touch the swamp. And that if they're at all tied to this and they don't feel like they're cleaning house as soon as possible, that the voters are not going to give them a chance.